Hello?
Hey, good day. I have Adam Jordan on the line. He's ready for an NEC claim.
All right, go ahead and transfer. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, Adam.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Adam. My name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Just got off work.
All right. And you're calling in regards to the NEC baby formula lawsuit, right? Is this for you or a loved one?
Hello? Sorry, it was chopping up.
Oh yeah, is this for you or a loved one?
It's for me.
Okay. Is your cell phone the 510 number, 510-383-6125?
Yes, ma'am, that's me.
Okay. If it at some reason we get disconnected, Adam, I will call you from a 949 phone number. I'm actually going to text you my direct number right now, because the connection's kind of bad. Again, my name is Courtney. This is on a recorded line. You do want to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you do not have an attorney at this time?
No, I do not.
All right, and so you can confirm under penalty you haven't sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or signed any documents with any other firm, correct?
No, only the previous phone call I had with you guys. You guys
Yeah.
sent me some documents to sign, and that was it.
Okay, perfect. And then this is for a child, for your okay, is this
My son.
for your son? Okay. And your son was diagnosed with necrotizing enterocolitis. When was your son diagnosed, or do you know his date of birth?
Yeah, his date of birth is May 10, 2021.
Okay, and then to the best of your knowledge, when was he diagnosed? Was it within like the first couple of days of being in the hospital?
Was about fourth week of May.
The 4th week of May in 2021.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me get the calendar up. So he was born the 10th. So 1, 2, 3, 4, like the 24th or 28th.
Yeah, like that, like toward the end of the around that time.
Like the 28th, you think?
Yeah, we could say that, yeah.
Okay.
I don't
And
know,
if,
like, I can't remember the exact.
okay, just say to the best of your knowledge, you can confirm that date. And then if you need to change it with the attorneys, you can always do so. Okay, sir.
Okay.
We just have to get to the best of your knowledge. Okay, so, all right, really quick. You do not have an attorney, neck. Okay, so he was born on May 10th, and then he was diagnosed May 28th, 2021, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and is he suffering from ongoing gastro issues, intestinal perforation, scarring, sepsis, any type of long-lasting injuries? Is he having stomach issues still?
No, not so much. Not anymore. Just I know initially it was just the stomach pain, the vomiting, the
Okay.
bloody stool, and he had breathing issues.
Okay. Okay, so the breathing issues. Does he have medical, you have medical records to show this, correct?
Yes, ma'am. The only thing is, I was in the process of moving. The medical records are in storage. I gotta find them. I know
That's okay.
previously I spoke with them, and it was kind of like the same. I've been unable to get to them.
It's okay. Yeah, it's just to the best of your knowledge. I'll go over that with you in just a minute. So, May 28th, 2021, he was diagnosed after being fed formula and fortifier in the hospital, and it was over 7 days. What was the name of the hospital that he was born at?
Mountain View Hospital.
Mountain View Hospital.
And
Is that in
yes,
California?
ma'am. No, ma'am, it is in Tacoma, Washington. I got the address for you.
Hospital in Washington. Hold on 1 second. Is it in the one in Vancouver or no?
No.
Okay. What is
Yeah.
the oops. Oh no.
It's
Oh, I thought I lost your page. Hold on 1 second. Okay, where is it at?
315 Martin Luther King Jr. Way, Tacoma, Washington. Do you
Mountain
need zip code?
No. King Boulevard. Okay, yeah, I got it. MLK Jr. Thank you for providing that. It helps. Now, is that where he was diagnosed and stayed in the NICU at that hospital?
Yes, ma'am.
It's called Multicare Tacoma General Hospital. They, like, rename all the hospitals all the time. All right. Let's see.
Yeah, and I know that's kind of – I know the previous person I spoke with, they were saying something about that, too, like it was, the hospital was under a different name or something.
Yeah, and that's normal. Like, it's just bought out by medical groups, and it's fine. Don't worry about it. Your son was born within 20 – like, within 3 years ago or 2 years ago, so –
They hold records
for up to 10 to 15 years, so you're fine. So he was never transferred. He stayed in that hospital, and he was in the NICU at that hospital, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What was the name of the, or the best of your knowledge, what was the brand of formula being used in the hospital? Do you remember?
The Similac NeoSure.
Okay. And then you are the father filing on behalf of your child, who is still with us, correct? And you do have signing authority. Yeah. Are you a U.S. resident?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then what was the gestational age at birth? How many weeks was he? Do you know?
He was 31 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, and 7 months.
All right. And he was diagnosed at the hospital. He never left and came back. His date of birth was May 10th, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, it's a lot of repetitive questions. All right, so he's 3. And then, did you have any friends or family members or anyone that needed help filing a claim besides yourself?
No, just me. Okay. Nobody. Yeah, no other.
You could always give him our number if you do come across anyone. And then you do have your son's birth certificate. You could provide if needed.
Yes, I sent it already, but I could resend if you need
me
to.
No. It's just a question they ask. Okay. Can you confirm your son's gender for me?
Yes, he's a male.
Okay. And then what's the correct spelling of his first and last name?
Lozier. First name and last name Jordan.
E-R?
Lozier. Lozier. And his last name is Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N.
So it's L-O-Z-I-E-R.
Yes.
And then Jordan is his last name. Okay. Does he doesn't have a suffix, obviously. He does he have a middle initial?
No.
R. J-O-R-D-A-N. Okay. And then, do you know the last four of his social?
Yes, I do. It is 6-8-9-2.
6-8-9-2?
Yes, ma'am. 6-8-9-2.
Yes. Okay. And then your first name is A-D-A-M, Adam? Jordan?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Jordan,
Adam, what?
Yes.
No suffix in your name as well, correct?
Correct.
Can you confirm your gender for me?
My gender, I'm a male.
Okay, and then your marital status, are you married, single, widowed, or divorced?
Not married, I'm just talking to, not married, I have a girlfriend now.
And then what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is February 14th, 1992.
Oh yeah, you're a little Valentine's Day baby.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then can you confirm your last four of your social?
Yeah, they're 2-8-9-3.
Can you confirm the whole thing, actually? Sorry.
612-54-2893.
All right. 612-54-2893. Okay, perfect. It just helps when they pull your records. It makes it easier. 2-8-9-3. All right. And then the best time and day for the attorneys to call you, do you prefer morning, afternoon, or evening?
So honestly, starting next week, I'll be working days. So in the morning, as long as it's before noon, I should be available. This week has just been kind of rough because I'm in the process of we're opening up a new store.
It's okay. It's been very hectic. Yeah, yeah. What will happen is I'll leave you their or give you their info so you'll know when they're calling to look out for their phone number. Okay. What's your current mailing address?
It's 5005 Losey Road.
L-O-C.
L-O-S-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
And that's building 15, unit 3101, and that's North Las Vegas, Nevada.
Building 15. Hold on.
Apartment unit is 3101.
All right, I got it. Okay. 5005 Lucy Road, building 15, unit 3101, North Las Vegas, Nevada. 89081.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a long address.
Oh, I know. I know when you think Vegas, you just think Vegas, but there is a North Vegas, you know.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm in California. I know Vegas, but I'm just saying that is a long address.
Yeah.
15. I mean, I feel bad for that that mailman. No, I'm just kidding. 3101. Okay. All right, and you do have, you said, records to show proof of attorney or power of attorney. You do have his birth certificate. His first, your first name is Adam. Last name is Jordan. Did you want me to put the mom's name, or do you want me to leave that part blank?
That's fine. You don't have to.
Okay. And then, is there any issues with parenting, custody, or any type of family history of abuse or neglect that we should know about?
No, ma'am. Everything's good. Just haven't put no ring yet.
Okay. And then during pregnancy, do you know if she suffered, the mother, if she suffered from any, like, hypertensive disease, tobacco use, delayed cord clamping?
No, actually, everything was good.
Okay. So the child was premature, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And the child was born in,
late.
Hold on, it just froze on me.
May 10th, but it was diagnosed late May.
Yeah, but he was born in the state of Washington is what I was trying to get at. Correct?
Yeah.
You moved to Vegas.
Yeah, I just moved a couple of years back.
Okay. And he was diagnosed in the NICU. So he went into the NICU, obviously, on May 10th. Do you know when he was discharged, when he actually got to come home from the hospital?
About the probably second week of July, I believe.
So July.
He was in there.
He was in there for a while. Okay, let's see.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, so... The second week of July would be like the 5th or like the 8th? Was it after 4th
like
of July?
10th.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Okay. And then, so they're approximate dates. So 5/10/2021 to 7/10/2021. Diagnosed in the NICU. And then we have his first name is Lozier. Jordan. How much did your son weigh at birth?
At birth, he was 4 pounds, 1 ounce.
Oh, he's so little.
He's a little guy.
Yeah. And then was the mother producing any type of milk, or was she only getting formula and Fortifier in the hospital?
Fortifier in the hospital.
Okay.
They
mix it with the cow's milk?
With the cow's milk, yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, so he was getting fed formula and Fortifier in the hospital. He started using it, obviously, 5/10/2021. When did they stop using the formula? Do you remember? Like an idea?
Not exactly, because I know he started facing
symptoms. Was it after
symptoms.
Was it like right after the diagnosis they took him off of that formula?
Yeah, so right after the diagnosis, we did take him off.
So let's say, so the diagnosis was the 28th. Do you want to say the 28th or do you want to say after the 28th?
We just say 28th.
Okay. So he only was on it for like 18 days, basically 18 days. All right.
Yeah.
Roughly. And then your connection between the formula and the fortifier was until like after the diagnosis, obviously.
So he started facing symptoms like about 2 weeks after.
Yeah.
Assuming the baby, yeah.
Okay, and then what were some of the symptoms that you guys noticed right away? Was it like low temperature?
Yeah, bloody
stool.
Bloody stool. Problems breathing.
Mm-hmm. Apnea.
Yeah.
What about?
He was vomiting. Mm-hmm. Throw up like green.
Okay. Anything else that you can remember? Like, did he have like any like swollen belly? Any type
well, I know
of,
he
like,
was I know he was uncomfortable in the stomach area. Yeah, so I guess swollen belly, like you said, because he was crying, you know, stomach pains.
Oh, poor little guy. I know, and they're so little, you feel helpless. I'm a parent, so I know. Like, it's just like, and you know, it's really not the hospital's fault. It's the manufacturers, and that's who you're going after. Like, the doctors didn't know that this was gonna make the children sick, you know. So
yeah, and I don't have no ill will, just, you know, glad he's okay now, but I know stuff like that, nobody wants to, you know, hurt anybody, let alone a newborn child.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that's what, like, our the attorneys we work with, that's what they go after. They're going after, you know, the manufacturers that knew about what was in the formula, and they were still providing it worldwide. So again, you have every right to file a claim, so don't feel like you don't. What type of medical procedures did he undergo? Like, did he have to do antibiotics, any type of surgery?
I know we cut him off of everything, and then I remember they went in and cut on his stomach and removed dead tissue from his intestine.
Okay, so it's a laparotomy surgery?
Yeah, so that's what it was called, a laparotomy. I always have trouble saying it, laparotomy.
Yeah. Hey, I say it every day, and I still have trouble, so don't even worry. Okay, so he had the laparotomy surgery. When did he have that? Do you know?
Surgery date was towards the end of May as well. So all it is was like towards the end. He was a couple days, and then the laparotomy was.
I'll put May 28th because that was when his diagnosis date was.
Yeah.
Do you know the May 28th? Do you know the doctor that his doctor?
Her name was Dr. Lisa Brooks.
Okay.
I remember her name, yeah.
She's in Tacoma. Bear with me really quick. I gotta look something up. Dr. Lisa Brooks. Gotta love Google. I found her in like 2 seconds. Hold on 1 second. She was like a naturopath? She a naturopath doctor?
She's pediatrics.
Okay. And then okay. And then what was the I have it already, actually. Hold on 1 second. Okay, just bear with me really quick. I'm almost done. So they do request an emergency contact just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. This is just ensures that we can continue the case for you and your loved one. Typically, they'll only contact the emergency contact number if you become unresponsive. They just found it necessary in certain, you know, incidents when people are unresponsive. It can be someone you live with, someone you doesn't. It could be the mom, whatever you choose.
Okay, yeah, we'll do the mom.
Okay, and what is her name?
Her name is Samantha.
S-A-M-M-A-T-H-A?
S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A.
Only one M or two M's?
One M.
One M. Okay, and then what's her last name? Jordan is her last name?
Jordan, yes.
Okay. They really only contact them if it's, like, necessary, you know? What's her phone number?
No, I understand.
Yeah.
626-409-6847.
All right. And I'm just going to put mother. Is that that's your son's mom and your girlfriend, right, at the same time? All the same?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, try to keep it.
Put a ring on
it.
Put a ring on it.
I know.
All right.
They've been saying the same thing.
Yeah. And then you said, okay, so he's three, and is he doing a lot better today, or how would you prescribe or describe how your son's doing today?
Yeah, he's doing a lot better. He's running around.
It's a funny age.
You know, all smiles. All smiles.
3 years old. Does he suffer from any speech or therapy or speech or delayed therapy, fine motor skills, any type of growth issues or anything like that?
No, nothing really. Just getting big. We're trying to help him get big.
Does he
He's a happy baby. Happy man.
That's good. That's good. That's what you know, that's what any parent could want. He doesn't suffer from any gastro
so far, stomach? So good.
Okay. All right. We'll just keep an eye on him because there may be underlying issues down the road. So you just want to make sure that you are aware of that.
Mainly keep an eye on the breathing and stuff.
Yeah, the sleep apnea. And then I was going to say too, what else? Oh, then he had the laparotomy. Let me put this really quick. Did he have any other surgery besides the exploratory laparotomy?
No, just the laparotomy.
Exploratory laparotomy. Yeah, I know it's very hard to say.
The necrotizing, that one was giving me problems too.
Yeah. No, I 100%. 5/28/2020.
And then he did good with the ampicillin, with the antibiotics.
He did antibiotics, and then he obviously had a PICC line. And did he have to do any type of assisted ventilation or any blood transfusions?
Well, I know at first we did vitamin therapy and nutrient therapy.
Yeah, with the NG tube it. They do a antibiotics, PICC line. Sometimes they'll put a Penroy's drain in from like the incision mark or wherever they go in, and they'll like put a like a tube to drain the excess bacteria or infection. But that's only in certain incidents. Do you remember that or no?
I can't really.
It's okay.
Remember that. Yeah, sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It's a lot going on, especially when your child's sick. Okay. So what's going to happen now is I'm going to go ahead and just review this with you really quick. And then I'm going to go ahead and send you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign while I'm on the phone with you. Have you ever done a DocuSign before?
I want to say they sent me one before.
Yeah, so it's been...
I signed before.
You signed a DocuSign? Not for this, though. Not I haven't signed you a DocuSign before. So this is going to be your intake form for what I just did.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if the transfer agent sends that to you. I'm not 100% how that works. But mine will say Courtney from Masterwork Strategies has sent you a DocuSign agreement. You're going to want to go ahead and press accept, review, and sign. Just to make sure, we have his name spelled Lozier. Jordan, Jordan. We have... Your address is 5005 Losee, Lose Road, Building 15, Unit 1301, North Los Angeles.
3101.
Yeah, 3101. Las Vegas, Nevada, 89081.
North Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mm-hmm. That's what I have. Then, I just want to make sure. We have his date of birth is 5/10/2021. The last four of his social is 6892. It's a lot of initials and tapping. So basically what you're going to want to do is just click review and sign, adopt and sign a signature, tap all the yellow boxes. And then once you get to finish, let me know. And as you're doing that, I will send you my direct information and then also the attorney's information. Okay.
Okay, so I got the text message, so I'm going to click it and open it up.
Yeah, open it through. That's the easiest way.
Yeah. It says, do I agree to receive future estimates? Should I accept that?
Yes.
Okay. 40K.
Yep, that's me. Is it hot out there in Vegas today?
I'm actually working on the road. I'm in Utah right now.
Oh, nice. Do you do highways or something?
No, do remodel grocery stores.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they're opening up a brand new Smith's grocery store. They're owned by Kroger.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are nice.
Yeah, it is nice. It's crazy. Something I never thought I'd be doing.
Yeah, that's usually how it works out.
Yeah. And then I just tap every square.
Yeah, tap every square, and then once you get to the bottom, hit finish, and then just let me know when you hit finish.
Okay, I hit finish right now. And it says you're done signing.
Perfect. So since you finished that, it'll email you a direct copy to your email for you to have for your own records. And so like if you need it for whatever reason. So thanks for doing that. And then basically from this point, I'm going to send you the attorney's information. You're next. So let's see. They'll be calling you from a 713 phone number, Adam, and then that's the phone number you're going to want to look out for. And then basically, before we wrap up the call, I just want to emphasize, how important you are in this role for you and your loved ones. It's really important that you are responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. They'll be calling you in 48 hours. Like I said, if you're unable to answer the phone, give them a call back. Keep an eye out for that number. It's really important that you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then they just ask, if you can get any supporting documents to help build your case. I do recommend that. Okay.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, most definitely.
Do you have any questions about anything, Adam?
No, ma'am.
All right. Well, I appreciate talking to you, and I'm happy to hear that your little guy is doing better, and you guys have a safe Halloween, and take care, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You too. Happy Halloween.
Bye-bye.